some of them made out of wood. It would come with a griddle that take a little, more or less a square piece of wood and just whittle it out of there and make it little prongs and then pitch the hay up there in that attic. You didn't bale it like they do today.
Yeah.
You threw it up there.
Okay. Now, your mother was, she washed the dishes with us. She used what kind of cloth or rag?
Whatever you could find.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't no specialty. Whatever. In other words, after you had something you'd keep, the young boy would wear like all over all for over 2 or 3 years, you know, by the time they used up, you'd tear that and make dishcloths out of that and things like that. Cut them up. You have to use whatever was,
yeah,
whatever was there.
Okay. Now, what do you call the something that you had to, where you had what to bathe your face with? You know, those little kind of square cloths. Did y'all make those? That would be a...
Usually made that out of all those things were made out of flour sacks. Flour sack would be white. They had writing on there or something. You know?
Yeah.
And they would bleach that, boil that, bleach it out and cut them up and make like face rags or dishcloth or whatever they want out of a flour sack.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of clothes made out of a flour sack. Plenty of clothes. They didn't have fruit of the loom in those days.
Yeah, like underwear.
Yeah, it made your fat roll hang about right here, about three size bigger than you needed, you know, so it would last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And they'd buy elastic, you know, in the store. You'd get elastic all rolled up on a piece of paper, you know, for 10 cents, you get a roll of elastic about that long, and they kind of double it up like this, you see, and put the elastic in between them, pull it a little bit to make it a little tighter the waist, you know. Well, that's what you had. Lucky when you had that.
Yeah, those were comfortable?
Those were where they had to be. You didn't dare gripe about anything you had. That's all you had. I mean, hey, you there, you go without.
Yeah.
But most of the clothes were made out of flour sacks.
Yeah.
Then they came in with the cotton material. The cloth started working its way down here. Little flowers in there. That was a big thing when they come in with that cotton material. Little flowers in there. Man, that woman made them a dress out of that. That was it. You just go to church with that.
Uh-huh.
You didn't wear that around the neighborhood. That was considered your Sunday clothes, made out of it. Made out of a thing like that. Let me answer my phone. It's out there.
Like 300 miles, you get a new microphone. Talk about something that happens.
You see, most of your French-speaking people, my wife is from St. Martinville, which is right next to, you know, around Lafayette. That's where all your French-speaking people are.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of people there that, like some of them still live today, like they live in the days way back when, you know.
Yeah. How'd you meet your wife, may I ask her?
She come down to Grand Island with a cousin of hers. I was 27 years old when I got married.
Right.
She came down here, cousin was living down, and she came down here.
Yeah.
I was a policeman about 3 years then.
Uh-huh.
And then she came down, so I met her in Grand Island.
In other words, you done some getting around, huh?
Oh,
In other words, you stayed a bachelor long enough.
No, I couldn't.
You told me you worked in New Orleans for a while, for about 5 or 6 months then.
Worked for Jackson Brewery Company as an office boy.
Yeah.
You know, you run the papers from one branch of office to the next, you know. During the summer months, had to get some type of job. But that was, when I was going to school, you had to make a, at that time,
yeah,
we were living pretty good. We was taking in $100 a month between the whole family and the house, you know that. It was on easy street then.
Yeah.
But, my father got, he got sick, he had diabetes, and he had half of his foot cut off. And I was the only child, you know, left that wasn't married with the family, so I more or less had to keep up the family. Because at that time, you didn't have food stamps. It was late on in the years, they got Social Security, you know. And he couldn't work anymore. He had half of a foot. So I more or less kept the family. You know.
Could he walk? You can.
Oh, yeah, he could walk good.
You could walk with him?
Oh, yeah. You know, he'd learn to walk because your toe is what balances your whole body.
Right, right.
But then he wore shoes, special made shoes. They were iron on the front, you know, they would brace.